Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Hegner back on the show. Tom's been a member of our Brain Trust now for many years. He's a CLUCHFCCASL, 20, 30 other letters on the end of his name. That means he knows a lot about investing and retirement planning. In fact, he's called the retirement income expert. He wrote a bunch of books about investing, about retiring that you probably know quite well. And he's our good friend, Tom Hegner. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So let's spend some time with Social Security, because there's a whole lot of, I'm going to say, probably 50% at least of baby boomer business owners either are at the retirement age, are very close, or are close enough to be thinking about it. What do you think about that percentage?
No, that's absolutely right. And, you know, 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every single day.
Yeah.
And so this is, it's a critical time for baby boomers to really understand Social Security, because it is still the major source of income for people in retirement. Here's just a couple of facts, Jim. 50% of married couples and 70% of unmarried couples receive 50% or more of their income from Social Security.
Wow.
And 21% of married couples and 45% of unmarried people rely on Social Security for 90% or more of their income. So Social Security is still the biggest retirement income game in town.
And that wasn't what it was intended for originally, though, was it?
No, really, you know, when they set it up, Social Security started at age 65 because life expectancy was 65. So they didn't even expect half the people didn't even get it.
Right.
And then the people who got it just got it for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah.
And then most of them died by age 70 or 72. Well, now, you know, life expectancy today for a 65-year-old couple is age 93.
So
half of all 65-year-old couples are going to live to 93.
Life expectancy in the early days was the actuarial factor, wasn't it? the life expectancy took care of the actuarial part. But now we still... Now the demographics, the actuary has changed, but the Social Security is still not actuarially based, is it?
Right. And so, you know, they've tried to raise the retirement age. So, like, my dad got it at 65. My full retirement age isn't until 67.
Yeah.
You know, is it unreasonable to think that, you know, my 19-year-old daughter shouldn't wait till 69 or 70? I mean, people are living longer, and so we're going to have to, I believe, raise the retirement age on younger people, not older people, younger people, because it was never set up to pay for 30 or 35 years.
Do you think they're going to have to, if they come at it with any actuarial adjustment, it'll have to be based on some reasonable amount of years, like you start out talking about it? In other words, for example, right now, the average life expectancy in America is 78. So you said extend it to 70. That way you'd get some benefits for 8 years, theoretically. That's the average. You think that's what they'll do? They'll move it to say, okay, we're gonna pay you for 10 years, or we're gonna think about it like that.
No, I don't think they're gonna limit how long it pays. You know, the nice thing about Social Security is it pays you for life. It's an annuity.
I didn't mean to say that. I just meant based on the life expectancy. That would be what they would think.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to raise the retirement age, but they can't raise it too high either. Politically, it just isn't going to happen.
Right.
But if they do a gradual thing, you know, for the younger people, because they're going to live longer, they're also going to have to raise some taxes. They're going to have to do some things to fix it. But Jim, really, Social Security is not the big problem. Medicare and Medicaid is the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening now is that they're taking money out of your Social Security to pay for your Medicare. And even though Social Security is not based on your income, these charges for Medicare are based on your income. And so you've got some listeners that are out there that are paying like $148 a month for their Medicare, But there are other listeners that are paying over $500 for that exact same benefit because they have higher incomes.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I, you know what? And I think that's probably not a bad thing in a way. I mean, I think means testing in at this level is not bad. What do you think?
Well, I mean, to a point, but now you got people who say that you should pay income tax on everything. So like a billionaire should pay taxes on $1 billion of income. Mm-hmm. But they can only collect, what, $30,000 a year? I mean, that doesn't seem right either. So there's got to be a balance. And this Medicare thing, you know, right now the average person's paying $148.50 for the Part B Medicare. Mm-hmm. But if you have income over $500,000, you're paying $504 a month for that same benefit. And what I've read is that's going to keep going up. And that could be a problem in the future.
Tom, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come right back with Tom Hegnet. We're going to talk about some strategies that many of you are planning for right now and how to incorporate Social Security into your other retirement plans. Quick break, 2012. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.